I'm David Klinghoffer for ID the Future. Zach Coplin is a hero among Darwin activists for his attempt, when still a high school student in Baton Rouge, to combat teachers' freedom to inform students in public schools that a legitimate scientific argument is going on over Darwinian evolution. He tried and failed to get Louisiana's successful academic freedom law, the Louisiana Science Education Act, repealed. For the effort, he received a 2012 Friend of Darwin Award from the National Center for Science Education. In this honor, he joined other worthies, including Lawrence Krauss, Carl Zimmer, and Michael Zimmerman. What does it mean in the community of Darwin lobbyists and activists to be a friend of Darwin? Well, Mr. Coplin is now a college student, studying history at Rice University. He sat down for an interview with Bill Moyers on Moyers & Company and demonstrated one thing about himself. He is absolutely dogged about driving home the Darwin lobby message that equates all skepticism on Darwinian theory with, yes, creationism. Moyers is totally uncritical about this and joins in as well. In a 15-minute interview, the two invoke the word creationist or creationism 24 times. If this were the basis of a drinking game, participants would be passed out long before the end of the conversation, where Moyer sums up by comparing Coplin to, quote, a long line of dissenters and free thinkers, including Jefferson Paine and Roger Williams. Yet, for goodness sake, the Louisiana law itself expressly forbids teaching religious ideas in public school classrooms. That would rule out, obviously, biblical creationism, also known as creation science. The Louisiana law itself says that it, quote, shall not be construed to promote any religious doctrine, promote discrimination for or against a particular set of religious beliefs, or promote discrimination for or against religion or non-religion, close quote. It would not forbid learning about mainstream scholarly criticism of Darwinian theory. For example, a teacher would be safe to discuss with students the critique in atheist philosopher Thomas Nagel's book, Mind and Cosmos, centering on problems for Darwinist materialism stemming from the existence of consciousness. Coplin also goes on about Louisiana's school voucher law, but as Josh Youngkin pointed out here at Evolution News and Views recently, that's got nothing to do with the academic freedom law, nor does either have anything to do with intelligent design. Nevertheless, Coplin is kind enough not to leave us out of his account of, quote, creeping creationism. He says, nationally, there's this group called the Discovery Institute. They're a creationist think tank that's been pushing these types of laws for all around the country for years and years. Then he says this, in response to Bill Moyers, who says, what's your understanding now of creationism? What essentially does it hold? And says Zach Coplin, essentially, it's a denial of evolution, mainly based off a literal interpretation of Genesis. And he goes on to say, intelligent design creationism is still creationism dressed up to look like it's scientific, but it's really not. So there you have it. In the words of Zach Coplin, creationism equals biblical literalism equals intelligent design equals Darwinian skepticism. Academic freedom legislation, meanwhile, equals sneaking the book of Genesis into public school science class. Look, I've heard this nonsense repeated many times, but the boldness of the deception and how dopey media people are about simply accepting it still sometimes takes my breath away. So this should give you an idea of what it means to be a, quote, friend of Darwin. In the case of Zach Coplin, it means grossly misleading the public about science and education. For ID the Future, I'm David Klinghoffer.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2013. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.